guys. I am back with another episode for you guys. I just got off work. Thank God I'm away from work. All right, 1 minute, guys. I do have to do something before I get into this episode. I need to log into this website right quick because this is where I used to work. So let me make sure I'm logging on there so I can see, look at my time. All right, I'm all yours now. So, basically, guys, I'm leaving work. And I was leaving work today, and I was thinking about, we got to do a Girls Talk series, because I want to do a series. This, again, everything I tell you guys and stuff I've been through and stuff I'm learning in therapy. oh, my God. That air, I cut that air on and started coughing like I'm crazy. Hope y'all can hear me. I turned the volume up to the max on my Bluetooth so y'all can hear me. I got my phone just resting here and chilling. But I want to do this quick episode for you guys. So, anyway, guys, the episode that I want to do today for you guys is about why are my relationships not lasting. And the reason I want to do this is because I feel like I was at work literally brainstorming this episode for you guys. Literally at work thinking about all these scenarios in my head, thinking about what I should do this series about, and this has popped in my head because I thought about all the times my relationships didn't last, why they didn't work, and it's like, why is your man leaving? You wonder, like, why is your man not staying? You know, why aren't we say we're going to be together forever, but yet we're together for 2 months and it just breaks apart. And I want to talk about some of the things that break relationships apart and why they end the way they do. I think we work so hard to get into these relationships and we think they're going to last forever and they don't. So first thing I want to say, guys, the reason I feel and I know a lot of relationships don't last because we have these high-ass expectations. We don't want our man to smoke. We don't want our man to drink. We don't want our man to go out with his boys. We don't want our man to make, he got to make six figures or more. He can't make less than that. He got to drive a Lexus, can't drive a Honda. He can't do certain things because we're strict on that. We want our man to be a certain way. He got to be masculine. He can't be too tall, can't be too short. Can't be fat, gotta be slim, gotta have muscles, all these expectations we put on the man for one, and I've been there, y'all, and I'm with y'all on this one. I've been that female. I done had expectations on a lot of my relationships. The man had to be a certain way. I kept trying to change him. I didn't like the way he was. I was like, no, this ain't gonna work. You gotta be this way to be with me, and let me tell you, in those relationships, they never worked because I was so busy trying to change that man and make him what I wanted him to be that man got frustrated at some point. I was like, you know what? If you don't like me for me, stop trying to change me. It bothers him. When we meet men, they tell us who they are, as my therapist told me, too. They tell you who they are. You ask questions. You get to know them. It's like playing a game of 21 questions. You go on your first, second, third date, and you talk. You hang out. You do whatever, and you get to know them. In those few minutes of getting to know them, a few hours, whatever, getting to know them, you know then the things you want, you like about them and the things you don't like about them. You know the things you want to change about them. You know the things that don't sit well with you. And in those moments, that's when you should tell yourself, hey, I don't like that Johnny smokes. I don't like that Johnny curses. I don't like that Johnny drinks. I don't like that Johnny got five baby mamas. In those moments, you can tell yourself, well, Johnny, it was nice going on this date with you, but I think we should just be good friends because I don't really like the fact that you got five kids, that you smoke, that you drink, and all these baby mamas you got. And people might get offended by it, but I think the honesty is there. So if you are on a date with a guy and you hear all these things about him, you got to say to yourself, is this acceptable for me? Do I want this? Do I not want this? If you don't want it, you need to let it go and move on. So that's a big factor in a relationship because we tend to know these things about guys and we still want to keep dating them. And instead of walking away, we're choosing to stay. So we got to start thinking more about that. We got to start saying, hey, I don't like this about you, so I'm not going to even get myself involved in this. We got to start being more particular about the decisions that we make. Because I've been there, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, I've dated many a men. I didn't like half the shit they did, excuse my language, half the stuff they did, and I still say, they told me who they were, they told me what they did, and I could have walked away after the first, second date, but no, I kept staying, and it led to a relationship. Then I'm a couple years, I don't know, a few months in, looking at myself and looking at him like, what the hell did I get myself into? I don't even like these things about you, but yet I still chose to be with you, still chose to date you and try to overlook it, when really I don't like you. And that's the main thing of relationship. Even I've had, I'm going to tell you guys, even in my relationship now, I've had this come up. My boyfriend, some things he does, I don't really like. And I said, babe, I don't like that about you. Even though he's my best friend, you know, some things, I'm learning things about him. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? I didn't know these things. Now I know these things. And they're not bad things that he does. They're not super, super bad. Like, oh, my God, I got to get this out. I can't pack my bag and leave. But they were just things that I didn't know about him that I found out. And I told him, like, you got to change this. You got to change that. And I caught myself, like, 12. And even he caught me. He was like, now you say you love me, babe, but now you're trying to change me. And these were minor things. These are minor things that the person can easily, like, let's say the person is smoking cigarettes, but they're trying to quit. Okay, then that's minor. If they're trying to quit, you probably can figure it out because they're trying. Besides, they're saying, I'm smoking cigarettes, I'm not going to quit at all. They're trying. So that's something different. But it was little things that I was nitpicking at them for. And then I had to catch myself, like, I said, babe, I can't change you. This is who you are. I said, these are minor things. These are things you can change. These are not things that are not fixable. I said, so why am I tripping? Why am I trying to force you to do change these things when you're going to change at your own pace? Brandon, he had already told me a while ago he was going to make changes on these things that I didn't like too much. And so I still kept badgering him, and I looked at myself like, Terrell, you got to chill out because you got a good man. He has little flaws. Everybody has flaws. He's working on his changes. So you got to, you know, be there and roll with him. And he told me, he said, babe, there's things about you that I don't always like, but I still love you. And so it made me realize, like, hey, these are things that are, these are minor things we can change. We can tweak these. We can make these better. So if you're dating a guy and these are things he can change, like simple stuff like smoking a cigarette or being messy, just learning how to clean better, then it's not, you don't have to leave the man for that. That's just petty. But if it's something humongous, like the man is like a drug dealer or the man is like keeps cheating on you, then you need to up and leave his ass. Because at that point, he's just doing too much, and that can't even be changed anymore at this point. But other than that, I want you guys to know the difference. So when you're picking and you're dating, you know the difference between something that can be changed and something that can't be changed. And know what you like and what you don't like. Because that's a big mistake we as women make. We tend to, you know, stay with the man, try to make all these changes when we knew these things before we even got deep into it. So you got to look at it like that. Are the change of things that you don't like about him, can they be changed? Or the things that you know that you just, they can't be changed. Like I said, something simple like smoking a cigarette, that can be changed. You can quit smoking. Something like a drug dealer, five baby mamas, he can't change five baby mamas. He already had five kids. Too late. So at that point, you got to decide, do you want to stay or go? So we got to learn how to know the difference, differentiate between the both of them and decide what we want and what we don't want. So that's one reason I think relationships don't work, because you try to change men so much. And two, guys, a big one is trust. We got to learn how to trust the men we're with. Again, guys, I'll give you an example. A lot of my relationships, I would go to the boy's phone, go to the guy's phone. If I saw something in his phone that I didn't like, I would immediately flip out, go off on him. And it's like my mom used to always say, when you go to somebody's phone, you're going to find what you're looking for. You got to either trust that person or move on. And that's something I always did when I was younger, in my early 20s. I always went to the guy's phone, always found something, got pissed off. That happened in like two or three of my relationships. And it just led to a bunch of arguments and anger, and it was just like, why did I do this to myself? Had I not have been snooping, I wouldn't have found it. However, at the end of the day, that man, I was young, and I thought, I need to go through his phone and see what he's doing. So you got to be cautious with things like that, guys. You really, really got to do. And I feel like even if you watch Divorce Court with Judge Toler, even though she's not going to be the judge on it anymore, she used to say all the time, if I got to go through a man's phone and do all that, I'm not trying to be with him. Which is so true. If you have to go through a man's phone, if you have to snoop his jeans, snoop his drawer and all that stuff, leave his ass alone. He's not the one for you. Because if you got to do all that, it just says right there, there's no trust there. And I'm going to tell y'all something I did today. So today, I'm sitting at my desk thinking about my boyfriend. My boyfriend loves Facebook. I don't like Facebook. Hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it. I have Facebook, but I barely use it. I love Instagram more. He hates Instagram. I love Facebook. I love Instagram. He loves Facebook. So we're the opposite. Well, he don't care for Instagram. I don't care for Facebook. So it's like we're the opposite. He loves his Facebook. I love my Instagram. So anyway, I was sitting at my desk thinking about him. I'm looking up my Facebook messages or whatever, old messages or whatever. I see he's online. So I said, I wonder what he's doing on his page right now. So I logged into my Facebook. Mind you, I ain't been on Facebook in about a good couple months, y'all, a couple weeks, because I don't deal with Facebook like that. And I'm scrolling through his page. I'm like, what is he posting? So I'm looking through his page, looking at his pictures, looking at his posts. It was nothing crazy on there, nothing like that. But it was just like, for a minute, this thought crossed in my mind, like, what is he doing on Facebook? What are we doing? Something he's supposed to be doing. That thought crossed my mind. And I had to say, Sherelle, what is wrong with you? Like, you really, come on now. Like, this man, you and him were friends on Facebook. If he did something, you would see it, for one. He ain't stupid. Two, what the hell are you thinking? Why are you even sitting there so just thinking about what is he doing on Facebook in the first damn place? So I had to catch myself and be like, Sherelle, really? Like, what the hell are you doing? So that's a big factor in any relationship, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all, you got to trust your partner. And it shouldn't be no snooping or going through their page. Because one thing about it, I'm going to tell you something. If your man lets you see his phone and he don't grab it out your hand, he don't flinch, he don't got a password, he don't freak out on you and be like, what the hell is going on in your phone? You got a good man. Because I'm going to tell you, in my last 2-year relationship, I would take his phone all the time. He would let me see it, go through it, never once freaked out if he got a text while I was on it, nothing. And if you have a man and he doesn't care, if he leaves the phone in the car with you, he outside talks to his friend, and the phone rings, he said, babe, pick my phone up. That's the guy you should be with, because that man don't care. He don't got nothing to hide in his phone. He don't care if you see. He wants you to pick it up. He asks you to hand it to him. He don't even care. So even like I said with my boyfriend now, for instance, last time he was in town visiting me, I had his phone in my hand. He never flinched, never jumped, never said, give me my phone back. He was letting me scroll through his phone and do what I wanted. Never once said, babe, why are you in my phone? Never freaked out when it went off, nothing. So that's the kind of man you want to be. And I've been with men that have locks on their phones, don't want you to see nothing. They hide stuff, get phone calls, texts, don't want you to know. But you want to be with somebody where if they go through your phone or whatever, it's not shit in your phone because they're not going to find it. For me, when I'm dating, I don't care if the guy has my passcode. I'll be glad to give it out. He can look through my phone. He ain't going to find nothing. Because when I'm in a relationship, I'm 100% faithful. I don't cheat. I don't look for outside people to validate me. It's all about me and my man. And that's the kind of female I am. But not every female or male is like that. Some just, they always got to be talking to other people. So I feel like that's lesson learned for me. I had to kind of catch myself today and check my own stuff. Like, girl, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you worried about what you're doing on Facebook? Like, really? Come on now. So I had to check myself and be like, those insecurities start to peak a little bit. But yeah, trust is such a huge factor in any kind of relationship. You know, you got to trust your partner. If you got to go through a phone to do all that, it's not worth it. It's not a real relationship. It's not something you should be in. Because at that point, you got to trust who you're with. And then I always say this, whatever is done in the dark is going to come to the light. Trust and believe. I was dating this guy once. He was talking to the girl behind my back. All right, I didn't know about it at first. Something happened one day. I happened to see something online, and I was like, oh, so you talked to another girl. That's how I found out. It came to the light. He didn't tell me. I didn't go snoop into his phone and find out. It just came to the light, and eventually it came to the light, and I found out he talked to another girl. So you got to live alive, guys. Anything anybody does in the dark is going to come to the light eventually. Even if you don't find out right away, it's going to come to the light, and they're going to get their ass caught. So don't snoop to your man's phone. It's not cute. It's something you should do. You got to trust the person you're with. If you don't trust the person you're with, then break up with them. It just tells you. And like I said, you know, you have signs and stuff you'll see in your partner, whether you know you can trust them or not, by how they move, their actions, how they talk, all that kind of, you'll see it. But if you have to go to a resort and do all this extra stuff to see if they're cheating or not, then it's not even worth it. That's why I had to check myself today, because I was like, sure, what the hell is wrong with you? Why are you worrying about what he's doing on his Facebook page? Like, come on now. And, of course, he's not doing anything, so now I look stupid. But I'm like, Sherelle, really? And I'm not going to tell him I did that, because then he's going to be like, oh, really? You checking for me? Well, in a sense, though, it's like you don't have to worry so much. You know what I'm saying? You got to let some of that worry go. Because it's like once you decide to be with somebody and y'all make it official, that's in your mind. That's like not the marriage part, but it's the part where you're saying, I trust you to do right by me, in a sense. And you got to have that trust and keep it, because that's some mistakes that we tend to make in relationships sometimes. You know, we break trust when we do certain things, and that makes the person want to cheat, or makes them pulls them away from you because you're constantly accusing them, or you're constantly going to their phone and want to know what they're doing. So you got to have that trust in any relationship, y'all. That's why I'm giving y'all these examples that I'm throwing out there, too, because I want you guys to see that. You know, it's possible, you know, but you got to have trust in any relationship. Also, guys, another thing I think that why relationships don't last, we try to rush things too much. We try to rush for marriage, we rush for kids, we rush for living together, we rush for all these things. And again, another thing, I catch myself doing that sometimes, too. I've been in relationships where I'm like, oh, when we going to move in together, oh, when we going to do this, when we going to do that. And it's like everything happens on a time frame, y'all. You can't rush time. You can't rush what's going to happen. You and that guy get married, it'll be because it was time. When you have kids, it'll be because it was your time. When you move in together, it'll be because it was your time. But you shouldn't rush anything. And I'm not going to lie, I catch myself doing that a lot sometimes. Because even now, alright guys, I'm sorry. My mom called in the middle of me doing this podcast. I had to ignore the call so I could finish the podcast. But anyway, so like I was saying, you know, a lot of times we rush to get married. We want to rush to do all these things in our relationship. You don't have to rush everything. I even catch myself sometimes, like I said, my boyfriend's in the process of moving down here. We're getting a place together soon, probably at the end of the year or whatever. But anyway, I'm always like, babe, I wish we could do this sooner. Let's do this better. But then I'm like, Sherelle, stop rushing it. We already say we're moving in together end of the year. We already got a realtor. We got all these things in order. Why the hell am I rushing? Why the hell am I trying to make him feel like he has to do it sooner than he needs to? Because, you know, moving is a process. He got to do a lot of things in order to get all he fully down here for good. So sometimes I catch myself rushing, and I'm just like, Sherelle, you got to chill in the rushing. Relax, relax, relax. So it's like a lesson I'm teaching myself to relax more, to not be so in a rush to do things. You know, you got to take things slow, and they happen when they happen. So going through all that, you know, it's a lesson for me too. But you can't rush things, guys. You got to take things really slow. Enjoy the moment. And the biggest thing you got to do is enjoy the moment. Life is so short. You see, we're dying.
Oh, my God, guys. Yes, yeah, sorry. My mom called again. I had to tell her I'd call her back. Jesus Christ. Like I was saying, I hate when I keep getting interrupted when I'm getting into my podcasts now. Anyway, like I was saying, I was in the middle of the podcast or whatever you guys see. I'm getting distracted now, but like I'm saying, you can't rush these things, so you got to take things slow. That's a big thing in a relationship too, why they don't last. And then sometimes relationships just don't last because two people want two different things. You dating somebody and you telling them you want marriage, they don't really want marriage, but they don't want to tell you. They may just want to be a playboy or playgirl, but they don't want to tell you that. They may just want to date you, but they don't want to marry you. So you gotta look at somebody like a lot of my relationships. I've always told guys I wanted marriage one day or kids. They would say they wanted it. Some would say they wanted it. Some would say they didn't know. In my last 2-year relationship, I kept telling my ex, I said, I want kids. I want to get married. Let's you know, just something I want in the future. He would tell me he wanted these things, but then when I bring the conversation back up, he'd go, oh, when did we discuss that? I don't remember that. And I'd be like, are you kidding me? We wanted two different things, which is why we broke up. I wanted to get married and have more children. He did not want those things, but he didn't know how to tell me that. So a lot of times relationships don't work. So you gotta really make sure you sit down and have these conversations. That's why it's so important when you meet somebody and you have these first dates and talking stage that you get to know everything about them, because then you know at that point if this is something you want to pursue or not. Because a lot of times it doesn't work when you want one thing and the person wants another thing. So that's a huge thing in relationship too, why it does not last, because you stay in there too long and y'all both want two separate things. So that's not gonna work. That's just gonna make everything more crazier because you want two separate things. Another thing that I want to talk about with you guys, why relationships really don't last. I think some people just can't be faithful. So when you have a relationship with somebody that's constantly cheating, then they apologize, and it's not going to last because you got one person cheating, and you being faithful. And after a while, that gets old. And the girls that put up with that, don't ever put up with a cheating ass man. Don't ever do it. Do not do it to yourself. Don't do it to anybody around you. You don't deserve that. You deserve somebody that's going to be faithful to you and treat you right. If you get a cheating man, you need to cut ties quick. Do not hold on to a cheater, because it's not going to work. In the end, you're going to be the one getting hurt because they're cheating over and over. If they're a serial cheater and they keep doing it over and over and never stops, you definitely need to leave them alone, because even though they apologize somehow down the road, I believe they would do it again. So you got to stop accepting cheaters back. That's how relationships don't last, but you got a cheating man and you're the faithful one. He's out here cheating and playing you. You got to think, and then you got to think about the values. So y'all have the same values. If you and this person have different values in life, like your goal is to be a model, his goal is to be a, I don't know, his goal is to own a business, or your goal is to be a counselor. I don't know, guys. Just you guys have separate goals. Like, to me, y'all have to be on the same page as goal-wise. Y'all have to want the same things. Because if you with somebody that doesn't want the things you want and y'all have separate goals in life, it ain't going to work. It's not going to last because you don't have the same values or goals. You got to think about all those things. Take all those things into account whenever you're with somebody. You know, you got to think about those big things. And relationships don't last either if you have a negative mind frame. If you're going into the relationship with a negative mind frame, example, I told my therapist the last session we had a week ago, I said, I was really nervous about dating my best friend because I thought that we would break up and they would ruin the friendship. And she said to me, you can't go into a relationship with a negative mind frame. You gotta, don't go into it like that. So you gotta go into a positive and know that no matter what happens, that friendship's gonna withstand. So you gotta go into a relationship positive. Go into it with a positive attitude. Go into it knowing it's gonna last. Go into it with so much positivity around you, but don't go into it thinking, oh, Johnny gonna cheat, oh, Johnny gonna do that, oh, Johnny gonna do this, because I've been that girl, trust me. In a lot of my relationships, I went into it with a negative mind frame, and look what I got. Nothing. Nothing at all, besides getting hurt, and those things end up coming to life because I put that negative seed in my head. So you gotta think positive all around. Another thing is, if you want your relationship to last, and why they don't last is because you don't know the person. A lot of times we go into relationships, we don't know the person. We barely took time to get to know them. We met them online, met them in person, met them through a friend, have we met them through the job, wherever. We don't know them. You gotta sit down and take time to get to know who you're dating and base it off of friendship. Because what I'm gonna tell you, every guy I dated, I was not friends with first. I just got into a relationship with them. We weren't friends. I knew nothing about them. I had to go through the whole process of trying to know them and still really didn't know enough about them. And so that's why I didn't last. So even my therapist says when you're friends with somebody first, it lasts long because you got that friendship in place. Always take your time, get to know the person. I'm learning that too about myself now. And if you're friends first before anything, it should last. But if you're going into a relationship and you don't have that friendship behind and you're just dating somebody to be dating them, it's not going to work. Because a lot of people, the problem is they rush into something and then they end up either pregnant. Though I said we don't realize we rush into it, bring kids into the picture. We rush into it, we end up getting married too soon, we end up divorcing. So you don't want to rush a relationship. Always make sure you are friends before anything. Don't just rush into it because Johnny's getting into your head. And guys will sweet talk you. Trust and believe, I've been sweet talked all my damn life, pretty much. And they will sweet talk you, tell you what you want to hear, sweet little nothings, have you believe in it, and it's not even real or true. Just to get what they want. So you gotta just take your time with that. Also, why they don't last is do not have sex too soon, guys. I've done that. I'm guilty. Sometimes we get in bed with the wrong men. We start sleeping with them right away. And sometimes I've seen people who I had a guy friend one time told me that he had a best friend that him and his girl had sex the first night and they end up getting married and they had kids and they still together. But that doesn't work for everybody necessarily. So just because it worked for them doesn't mean it's going to work for you. My therapist told me a story about a couple she has in therapy now that met at a club, slept together the first night. Now they're in therapy sessions because they're having problems. So you got to think about that. You don't have to open your legs to every guy. I'm learning too, y'all. Just like I'm telling y'all, I'm learning too. It's a learning process. But you got to learn to not open your legs to every man you meet. Like my therapist always tells me, once you get exclusive, then you can do sleep. You can sleep with them. If you're exclusive or married, but don't open your legs to a man that you're just talking to because it's not going to work. He got what he wanted. He's not going to take you seriously, pretty much, basically. Trust me and believe. Guys, everything I tell you is because I've been there. I've had all these scenarios happen to me. And I just don't want it to happen to you guys as you listen. So make sure you're exclusive before you do that. And don't rush to do it. And don't feel pressure. If a man says to you, I can't wait to have sex, I'm about to leave his ass. He's not the one for you. Wait for the man that says, hey, we can wait for 6 months to have sex. That's the one you want to be with. Not the one that says, we can't wait 6 months, we got to do it now. He's not a good guy. He just wants what he can get in your pants. Don't do it. Don't do it. Follow your heart. I mean, I even read a story, I think online, I think somewhere where a guy had posted something online. It was a question he was asking somebody, telling about his roommate sleeping with all these females and taking their virginities at college. I'm like, really? And the girls that do it, like, why would you even allow yourself to have this man who's sleeping with all these women and taking their virginities? Why would you let him take your virginity? And now he's posting online that he's taking all these girls' virginities at his university. Like, what the hell? That's nasty for one. Two, as a woman, like, come on now, you don't love yourself enough, but you giving your virginity to a guy that's taking all these girls' virginities. It's just, yeah, that's not the man you should be. He's despicable. That's disgusting. But another thing, guys, you gotta have faith in any relationship for it to last. You gotta have faith, you gotta have trust, you gotta have all these things play out in order for your relationship to last. It's not gonna last if you don't have faith and you have trust, you don't have anything in that relationship. I'm learning so much about myself through dating my best friend because it's a learning experience. I'm learning a lot about me. I'm learning a lot about the things I've done and haven't done. And so certain relationships will teach you about yourself, but in a good way. And it's good when you date somebody that holds you accountable. Like, even today, I didn't eat breakfast. I told babe I don't feel good. He said, hey, did you eat? I said, no. He said, well, you got to eat. He said, did you go to your doctor about being sick yet? I said, no. He said, well, you got to go. And I said, babe, thanks for holding me accountable, because I think it's good when you're in a relationship and the person you're with holds you accountable for the stuff you do. That's who you want to be. You don't want to be with somebody that's constantly saying, oh, that's fine. You didn't eat. That's okay. Oh, you didn't do this. That's okay. Oh, don't pay that bill. It's fine. No, get somebody that's going to hold you accountable for the mistakes you made. That's a good partner for you, because they're making sure you're doing the right thing. But like I said, you have to, there's a lot of things you got to do for your relationship to last, guys. I'll even do a part two on this, relationships, why they don't last, and what else you can do to hold a relationship. Anything I tell you guys, I'm not a relationship expert. This is from my experience. It's from my therapy sessions and things. Everything I told you guys today, I've been through, which is why I'm giving you guys the tips and tools and wanting your relationship to last. But don't put yourself in a situation where you're with the wrong guy. Love yourself enough not to do things you don't want to do. Love yourself enough to be with the right guy. And if a guy gives you a red flag on the first date, do not date them. Also, during COVID-19, is probably hard to date. But guys, if you do, like, if you meet somebody online, why don't you do like a virtual date? You do like webcam through FaceTime, have your food, you talk, and get to know them. Have virtual dates. That's really cool. It's something you can do to get to know them. Or if you feel like you trust them enough to meet them, wear your mask and go in a restaurant, or wear your mask and hang out with them. Do what you have to do, but also be safe, guys. And just make sure that if you see those red flags in the beginning, that you don't follow through with being serious with them. Because I'm telling you, in the first few minutes of meeting a man on a date, he's going to tell you things about himself that you probably either going to like or you're not going to like. And that's your opportunity to not go on a second or third date. That's your opportunity to say, hey, Johnny, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for dating me or whatever for this first date. But it's not going to work out. My therapist says be firm and tell them the truth. It may hurt them. It may fracture their little ego, but they'll live. They'll be okay. They'll go on to the next girl, and she can figure out if she wants to stay or not stay with them. So that's a big thing, guys, that we have to learn if we want our relationships to last. You know, we just have to do better. We have to love ourselves more. We have to make sure we're picking the right men, because it's like men are in a lineup. It's like a lineup at a police station. You got to choose and pick which one you want to be with, which one has what you want, which one has what you don't want. And there's nothing wrong with having standards and picking a guy. If you like tall guys, pick a tall guy. If you like short guys, pick a short guy. If you have like light-skinned guys, dark-skinned guys, white guys, Asian guys, Mexican guys, Spanish guys, whatever you like, it's up to you. Nobody's making, judging you for your preference. But just make sure whatever guy you date or whatever guy you choose has the things you want and has all the good qualities that you want in a man. Don't just settle because he looks cute. Looks fade when you get old anyway. Think about it, guys. I'm just saying. So don't just settle for a guy because he looks for his money or what he can do for you. Make sure he has all the things you want in a man. Guys, I'm about to go pick my daughter up, so I gotta end this, unfortunately. But I love talking about this. I'm passionate about this topic, guys. So I'm going to do a part two to this coming up soon. And the part two is going to be, you know, why relationships don't last, part two, with you guys. Enjoy your weekend. It's Labor Day weekend, guys. Peace and love. I'm going to pick my daughter up now. I hope you guys enjoy everything I talked about today. Again, guys, if you want to reach out to me via email, it is mymentalhealthdiary@yahoo.com. Feel free to reach out. I'm going to check emails once a week. And if you want a shout out, let me know in the email, and I will shout you out on my podcast. Thanks for listening. Peace and love.